This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not substitute for professional medical advice. Please seek a medical professional or healthcare provider if you're seeking any medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Thanks, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back to our podcast. I'm Evie.
I'm Jules.
And this is Funny Medicine. Okay, that went well.
You see? We just need practice.
Yes.
So yeah, this is episode 85. And now is when we're thinking about having an actual run of a mill.
I know, but we did that for the first time.
Yeah.
And last I think that went well.
Yeah. We had practiced it in the last episode if you guys had caught that one. And that was pretty funny, but I think this one was
pretty awkward to say that. At least for me, I was awkward because I overthink things. Okay, anyways, so today, what are we talking about?
Alice in Wonderland Syndrome, or AIWS.
Yes, a mind-bending journey through neurology. Woo, my favorite. Okay, no, but this is actually pretty interesting.
It is.
However, before I lose you guys, just stay with us, okay?
I mean, it's going to be a little trippy, so potentially pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's why I picked it, or we picked it. I don't remember. This was like one of those topics we had there like laying around in our list for a while. And I'm like, you know what?
We have so many topics and we love your suggestions. So
yes.
Keep them coming.
Please. All right. So what is it?
All right. So Alice in Wonderland Syndrome is a really rare, okay, neurological disorder where the brain temporarily misinterprets sensory input, leading to distorted perceptions of sizes, spaces, and even time. And it's like your brain pretty much swaps out reality for like a Dali painting.
Yeah. Okay. So like those melty clocks. Watches, and like
watches, clocks. They were clocks. They were definitely clocks.
And like the oversized things that shouldn't be oversized. Like all that surrealist.
Yeah. Or like in Alice in Wonderland where she's like way smaller and things are way bigger.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the knee, it's so just. So named after Alice's adventures in Wonderland, the syndrome mimics the bizarre distortions Alice experiences when she shrinks and the other things grow. It's often described as a sensory funhouse mirror effect, where what you see, feel, or sense is exaggerated, minimized, or at least altered in some way.
Oh my God, I'm getting dizzy just thinking about it.
Yeah. And then AIWS, or Alice in Wonderland Syndrome, is not a disease itself, but rather a symptom or a manifestation of something that's going on.
Yeah, underlying.
Yeah, an underlying condition.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about the history. I love it.
So history. Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, was known to suffer from migraines, which some speculate may have inspired the surreal distortions of the book. While there's no direct proof, the parallels are pretty uncanny. So medical recognition of when this was recognized as an actual syndrome, Dr. John Todd, a British psychiatrist, first described AIWS in 1955, naming it after Carroll's fictional Alice. He observed the condition in patients experiencing visual and spatial distortions, primarily tied to migraines and epilepsy. And lastly, modern studies with advances in neuroimaging, researchers have linked AIWS to abnormal activity in specific brain regions, particularly the parietal and occipital lobes. Parietal? No?
Parietal? That has to go on our list.
Damn, I need my
notebook. Parietal.
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 Oh, man. That is a new one for me. I love it. Parietal.
And I said it with such confidence, too.
Yeah.
And occipital lobes, which process sensory and visual information.
Okay, so far we have vaginal, we have Mediterranean,
we have a bunch. We have parietal. Yeah.
There was something else.
Adolescence.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of adolescence. Jules is on a roll, and we want to make a t-shirt. We want to make a t-shirt of all her, like, funny verbiage.
I know. It's... Oh, God. Anyway.
All right. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about, like, a few causes of Alice in Wonderland Syndrome. So we kind of talked about that there is probably, like, an underlying condition.
Yeah.
So the exact cause of AIWS is still really unknown. It's kind of confusing. But researchers suggest that it involves disruptions in the brain sensory processing. Essentially, your brain temporarily goes... haywire in interpreting input from your senses. And I mean, we see that with a lot of other things as well. And it's crazy because they were saying that sometimes you can even see this with migraines.
I know.
And there's things called complex migraines.
Yeah.
And it almost looks like a stroke.
My God.
That's... Yeah, there's actually footage. It's very famous. It's on YouTube about a reporter. And as she's live, she's having a complex migraine.
I remember seeing that.
She has like stroke-like symptoms. So it's very scary.
I could only imagine the pain.
Yeah.
Because migraines, I mean, when I get my 3-day migraines, it's like blinding. Like it hurts so bad. Well, anybody that has migraines out there, I get you. Because it's just...
Yeah. And then there's people that even have like seizures and things like that. Because, you know... what we had said that when you're measuring certain brain waves that you can tailor like that there's certain parts in the brain that you can see those changes manifesting. For seizures, there's people that have olfactory symptoms, so they smell like something. I think like the textbook is like burning rubber.
Oh, okay.
You smell like a burning rubber, and that's supposed to be like an aura that you're going to have a seizure.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
It's the brain is incredible. Yeah. And sensory perception, so sensory, so smell, feel, everything can pretty much alter when you're probably having something that's an underlying condition. But anyways, okay, segue, first one, migraines. Okay, so AIWS often occurs during a migraine aura. Okay, so basically an aura is a symptom that you're going to have before you actually have your symptoms of a migraine. So the warning phase before a headache starts. These episodes result in abnormal electrical activity in the brain. So this is kind of what we were talking about, like these complex migraines. Viral infections. I always say viruses are the weirdest things on this planet.
They really are.
They can literally cause anything. Anything.
It's so bizarre.
If you tell me you have a symptom and you told me that you got it from a virus, I would believe you.
Yeah.
Because it is that weird. They are that weird.
And it's different for almost everyone.
Yeah, I know. And everyone reacts differently. Yeah. So common viruses, especially Epstein-Barr virus, which is very infamous to cause mono, have been linked to AIWS. And particularly, this can happen in children. Neurological conditions such as seizures or epilepsy, particularly seizures in the occipital lobe, can trigger AIWS symptoms. That's just because of the certain tracks, neurological tracks that run through that area can cause these type of symptoms. Brain injuries, so a TBI, a traumatic brain injury, or any structural abnormality really in the brain, such as lesions, can also cause these symptoms. Psychoactive substances, which is, I think, what people usually think of when you're in the Alice in Wonderland syndrome type of thing.
Yeah.
So certain drugs, obviously, including things like hallucinogens, can mimic AIWS-like symptoms.
Yeah. And that scares the crap out of me because I've heard so many stories of, like, particularly the one that comes into mind when you're talking about these substances is LSD.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There are some trippy stories about people going down some bad LSD trips.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm like,
for hours on end.
That, or they feel like it's been hours and it hasn't.
Yeah. Super.
I don't know what's worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. That scares me. I don't know. I don't know how people have the balls to do it.
It gives me anxiety just thinking about that.
And then those people that go on those ayahuasca trips.
Yeah, no, not for me.
Not for me. Are you kidding? You have to be in a hut. And like
sometimes I've had conversations with others saying that, you know, on the internet it's perceived to be something scary. And I'm like, no, I think that is scary.
Just being in a hut and then having to experience
in a hut.
Immediately, no.
Well, it's supposed to be very ceremonial of what I've read.
Yeah, but you don't know how you're going to react.
No, you don't know how you're going to react. And honestly, like the thought of like shitting my brains out and vomiting is just not in my. In my book of I need this in my life to feel great.
I'm going back to the hut.
Yeah, no.
No, absolutely not. And you could
not be, just it's just not for me.
I'm a person that I need to shower daily.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be days in a hut tripping.
No, and honestly, like at the end of the day, like we're not trying to throw like shade onto anyone. It's just obviously it's something that we've never experienced, so we can't even like really talk about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to experience. I just know myself. I'm not gonna do it.
No, so. No. I mean, you do whatever you want. Me, I'm personally.
There are brave people in this world. I'm not doing it.
No, I am not one of those people. Yeah, I am not one of those people at all. Absolutely.
I would just be like a bad trip.
Yes.
You know, like those friends that are just crying and want you know, to call the rescue.
Yep.
That would be me the entire time. I would just be calling my mom's name out the entire time.
I would probably be that person that sees the worst of the worst just because of the horrific nightmares I have.
Okay, yeah, no. Nope, we don't need to talk about
that's what I'm
that
saying.
Guy, if that man.
You imagine?
No.
If that just happens to me naturally, imagine induced. What the hell am I going to see? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. No. I'm okay. I'm okay not knowing that about myself. Anyway, so AIWS symptoms vary widely, but generally affect how a person perceives their body, surroundings, or time. So you have, like we had said, the visual distortion. So you have micropasia.
Micropasia. That's what you said. Anyways.
Micropsia, right?
Yes.
It just sounds like a bad word. It sounds like the same crap.
It doesn't.
Micropsia? Well, anyway. Micropsia. Objects appear much smaller than they are. And imagine looking at a couch and thinking that it's dollhouse sized. Oh my God, how does that
That's like a very big visual disturbance.
Yeah, you imagine?
That's like big.
Jeez. Anyway, and then you have macropsia. Objects seem larger than life. Suddenly your smartphone looks like your tablet. Then you have polypsia. They all sound like bad words. Anyway, objects seem unnaturally close. Oh my God. Even if they're across the room. And then you have telopsia. That sounds like tilapia. Objects appear far away. Like looking through the wrong end of binoculars. Oh my God. Like how do you even handle this? You can't even walk.
Yeah. I mean, that's the visual disturbance.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then you have body image distortions, right? So you have somatic delusions. So a person might feel like their hands, feet, or head are growing, shrinking, or transforming. So examples like a child might feel like their legs are so small they can't walk. Ooh, and then adults may describe their arms as ballooning outwards. Oh my God. You see, this is why I can't do any of those trips.
And no.
Oh my God.
This sounds awful.
Awful? Yeah. There's nothing attractive about this. Like, I mean, I know that people go through this like with migraines and stuff, but you're not actively doing it.
It's just very, very trippy and like not in a good way.
Oh my God. And then you have time distortions, right? So you have time may...
This is the one that gets me. 100%.
This is like some, what's that movie called? Inception type of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is like, anyway, time may feel sped up or slowed down. A 5-minute wait can feel like hours or vice versa. So you're like losing.
I think it's worse when you're like, no, we've definitely been doing this for like, I don't know, 8 hours. And then someone just like grabs your hand. And it's like, it's been 5 minutes.
Oh.
That to me is just show me right now.
Yeah, no. And then you imagine like how much life you will lose.
I would just go to sleep. Can you do that? Okay. Can we just go to sleep?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, that gives me anxiety too. Mm. Anyways,
no. And then you have other symptoms, right? So you got like loss of coordination. Obviously, if like things are 5 feet from you, you know, but you're seeing them as 2 feet, like obviously you're gonna have like difficulty walking or judging distances. Really, like we said, the hallucination. So seeing all sorts of things just distorted, and even like, having colors that aren't there. And then you have, of course, like the first thing that I said, like how could you not be like super dizzy? You have dizziness and confusion because I mean you're disoriented. Nothing's right. Like everything, a couch is now tiny or enormous. Like it's just too much.
Yeah. And like, how common is this? Obviously this is something super rare.
Yeah.
The prevalence is hard as well to like kind of determine because episodes are really like temporary. And again, this is more like a symptom of something, not like an actual disease. Mm-hmm. But children, we know that it's more common in children, especially those with viral infections. Many grow out of it as they age. Adults, it occurs less frequently in adults, but is often tied to migraines or epilepsy, like we said before. And gender, there's no real evidence saying that one gender is more than the other. So fair game for men and women. Now, how to prevent the episodes? While it's kind of hard to prevent this because usually if I were to have a patient present with these symptoms, I'd be like, we need to go give you an MRI like right now. or something, because yeah, that's obviously not normal.
Not good.
But it can't always prevent it. But managing underlying causes is probably the best strategy. So like for migraines, you want to make sure that your migraines are under control, or your triggers, right? We'll try to avoid those triggers like bright lights, stress, dehydration, and then certain foods. Goodbye things like aged cheeses. Okay.
Yeah,
which are like the tryptophan in it.
Exactly. And like wine, certain wines can also like cause migraines. Yeah. I know for me lately, as I've gotten older, thanks aging, like red wines give me like more. I could get a migraine easier from red wine than I can from white wine. It's rare.
Those wine headaches are like splitting.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific. As like the red ones, oh my God, it's so bad. That's why I switched over to like white wine these days, because I'm pretty good that I'm not gonna get, but red, it's like it's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, I love my red wine.
I know, I love it too.
I know.
Trust me, I do too, but it's the headache.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
All right, so then how to prevent infections? Obviously, like we've said a million times, wash your hands, don't be around people that are sick, wear your mask.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, I don't really know how you would prevent EBV. Like, you don't really know, but just wash your hands.
Yeah.
All right. And then also just make sure that your kids are staying hydrated, that you're trying to do the best at supportive care that you can when they are going through these viral infections. And then obviously healthy lifestyle tips. So eat a balanced diet, exercise regularly. And obviously, I think the main point here is don't take any psychoactive substances that could possibly put you into this AIWS syndrome for like 8 hours, and it's going to feel like an eternity for you.
No, no. I mean, unless that's your thing, but...
yeah, if that's your thing, I mean, by all means. I mean, there are people that would prefer to live in like a alternate reality than their like real reality.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's why like, you know, all these like heroin and all that stuff. But like, this is... I don't know. For me, it's scary, you know? Anyway, so is there a treatment or a cure? It doesn't have a specific treatment because it's a symptom, as she has said several times already. It's just rather a standalone condition. Mm-hmm. The goal is to treat or manage the underlying cause, right? So if you have migraines, I'll try preventing them. You could use NSAIDs, which are like Advil and stuff like that. She already had mentioned like, you know, infection, all the things that you typically would do for like a cold or anything like that. So supportive care. Obviously, if you have epilepsy, this is one of the ones that could bring this syndrome. So take care of those, be active with your meds and everything that you use to control and prevent you from having an active seizure and whatnot. Then, of course, psychological support. So CBT therapy, which we have talked at length in many other episodes, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, can help manage anxiety stemming from AIWS episodes, which I could definitely see. Like, I have anxiety just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not?
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, I would be traumatized.
Yeah.
I would be traumatized.
I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah. Just anything, right? Can you imagine you start having a runny nose and you're like,
oh my God, I'm going to die.
Exactly.
I'd be a mess.
Or if like your kid just like sneezes on top of you and that's
you. You take a very bad spiral into it. Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah, no.
Awful.
No.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of the prognosis. So prognosis is basically, okay, well, what can we expect when you have this AIWS? So the good news is that the episodes are pretty much short-lived. So that's a good prognosis and often resolve with proper treatment of the underlying cause. All right, let's jump into the tidbits. The prognosis, it's a good prognosis. It probably won't last long. And
you'll be all right.
Just treat whatever you need to treat in order to not get that.
Maybe sit down.
Yeah. I love Julie's advice. Just sit down.
Because that's the first thing that comes into mind. How, like, if you can't judge things that are the size or where it is, you're going to just, like, fall or hit something or, like, just fucking sit down.
I can't imagine if I start having an episode, you're going to look at me and you're going to be like, sit the fuck down. Yeah, sit the fuck down.
Sometimes your feet are like tiny, like you don't know anything.
I'm done.
You don't know anything with this thing. So that's why it's like, you know, just fucking sit. Just fucking sit.
Sit down and let me call the doctor for you.
That's my non-medical advice.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
Just go like, just go
that
like
was
that.
So like just natural yeah. of you. You're just like, just sit down.
It's pretty much what I did the other day in texting. Just
everyone sit the fuck down.
Everyone sit the fuck down. I'm gonna figure this out and I'm gonna fix it.
Okay, my stomach actually hurts and I'm tearing up because that was the most natural reaction from Julie that I've seen. If anything goes wrong, she's the first one, like, everyone just sit the fuck down. Sit the fuck down, let me handle this shit.
Trust me, with chronic anxiety, I flourish in these moments of panic.
Valerian root. Magnesium. Check out her other episodes. But that's what she'd be giving everyone.
It worked for me, so that's just everybody.
Okay. Let me, that was really, really funny, Jules. I love that.
I mean, I didn't even mean it to be funny. Honestly, like, I don't want you getting hurt.
Next time I have anything anxiety provoking, I'm going to take your advice and I'm going to sit down. That's probably the best thing to do. It's like, you know, like with the med students when they see surgeries and they're like, whatever you do,
yeah,
just sit down.
Exactly.
When you feel like you're going to faint.
That's what I'm saying. Just don't get hurt.
Julie, I'm done with you. You killed me with that.
Because all I'm thinking about is like all the dizziness, all the distortion and everything.
The little feet.
Hands blow up and like everything is bad. So just sit down. Don't go anywhere.
It's going to get real wild. Just sit down. Just
don't go anywhere. Stop moving. Sit down. If you can lay down, even better.
Yeah.
Even better if you can lay down. But
horizontal. I want you horizontal.
With your head up.
Yeah.
Just keep your head up.
Oh, my God.
Just sit down. And, you know, even if you vomit, you're fine. I mean, because, you know.
So funny. You killed me with that. All right. So let's talk about some interesting facts and tidbits. And these are just, like, bonus fun yeah. facts. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So famous figures and AIWS. So some historians believe that Lewis Carroll experienced AIWS
yeah.
due to migraines. His personal diary describes episodes of visual and sensory distortions, which might explain Alice's adventures with the size changes and distorted realities.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Imagine if Alice in Wonderland was just his migraine journal, which yeah. is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like turning brain fog into a bestseller. Can you imagine? That'd like your migraines led to a whole entire franchise.
Wow, at least you got something good out of it.
Yeah.
Shit.
AIWS in childhood magic. So common in kids. AIWS episodes are most frequently reported in children aged 5 to 10. So many describe it as a mix of feelings like a superhero, giant, like with giant hands.
See the hands blowing up.
Yeah, the hands blowing up. That's obviously a symptom. Being in a cartoon. So most kids do grow out of it, which might explain why kids are more resilient about weird experiences in general. Because they basically are just like, okay, whatever, we're just going to roll with it. Not like Julie. Julie's going to tell you, sit down. We're not going to roll with anything here.
No.
There will be no rolling.
That's what I don't want you to do. Roll.
Yeah, exactly. I want you to do the exact opposite. I want you to sit down.
Stay.
Stay in one place. Fever dreams. So this is real. And yeah. I've seen this all the time with kids. So fever dream adventures. So fever-induced AIWS is like a really trippy dream.
Dizzy now.
Really? Why are you dizzy?
I have no idea.
What?
Like super dizzy now. I think it was all the laughing. Got me really dizzy.
Can you turn the air?
Oh no, it's fine. Like I'll go away. Oh my God, it's so funny. Okay.
Sit down. You are sitting down. I'm so you need to lay down?
Oh no. I'm good. Oh my God, that's weird. I did take magnesium last night.
And we had 2 Celsiuses. It doesn't.
I just ate a little bit. I don't know. Oh my God, what's wrong with me?
Are you okay? Do I need to call Mario?
No, I'm fine. It's already 3 and Mario hasn't woken up. No, I'm good. I'm good. Why am I so dizzy? No, seriously, I'm fine. No, I tell you, if I need to lay down, I'll lay down.
Maybe it's the air. It's a little hot in here. Do you think it's that?
I'll lower it.
You sit down.
Okay, I'm better now. I think I really was just, it was so much the laughing. Yeah, I think it's that.
Okay.
All right, anyway, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
I'm not experiencing AIWS.
She's literally having an episode right now, and she's already sitting down. I'm shit out of luck.
I am. Next is me go vertical.
Stop laughing. Just stop laughing right now.
You're freaking me out.
I'm freaking myself out. You're the doctor here. I know. No, I was about to lay you the fuck down.
You see that? You're like, no, seriously. You're right.
Yeah, I know. I was very worried. You had me concerned.
This is going to be a great clip.
I was going to say, I'm like, this is for sure a blooper.
Oh, 100%.
Bitch, you got me nervous here.
I see that. And I'm just dizzy.
I was literally about to lay you down and like put up your feet or something. Like, wait. Wait.
Wow. Wait, we're just kept the recording.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know. Oh my God, can you imagine? Okay, no, but like for real, I'm happy that didn't happen.
No, I'm fine. It's just like a little dizzy from like laughing so freaking hard right there.
All right, so fever dreams. This is real. I've had kids tell me that they see like spiders on the, like in the walls.
Oh my God, no. Immediately.
Yeah, they do.
Immediately.
And I remember the parents would call me and they're like, this is so weird. Is this normal? And I'm like, actually, it is pretty normal to have this reaction. So basically kids hallucinate when they're having a fever or high temperature.
That is my nightmare.
Yeah.
So it's not just about size, as I keep freaking out about. AIWS doesn't just mess with how you perceive size. It also just distorts the actual shape of what you're looking at, the speed, and even the sound. Everything about this sounds horrific. I'm glad that he was able to monetize on this, honestly, because it's just so bad.
He had to pay out.
I know. Thank God. Anyway, so some people report sounds becoming louder or quieter. Oh my God. If you have, what's that? Misophonia?
Yeah.
Ooh. Or voices sounding stretched out like a real life, like remix or like that slow moan. Oh, like reverb, I think is like the terminology for it. But anyways, and then you have shape twisting. So like a square object might look circular or straight lines might start to wiggle. Mm-hmm. And then you have speed perceptions, which really freaks me out. So movement might feel unnaturally fast or slow. Mm-hmm. And this makes it all seem like a glitchy video game or like you're watching something in either hyperspeed, like fast forwarding it. Like remember back when we had VHSs?
Yeah.
Something like that. It's just, it's too much. And then what's the connection with the brain's GPS and this? So AIWS is thought to involve the, I was going to say it in the wrong word again, the wrong way again. Parietal?
No, that's the wrong way again.
Fucking
hell. Parietal.
I will never remember it like that. What?
Parietal, like pare. Parietal.
Parietal, pare. Okay, got it. And so which is the brain's GPS part for processing space, size, and orientation?
The parietal lobe. Okay.
That one. And it's also like why you get that confused feeling, because if it's going to mess with that, which is your orientation, your space, your GPS pretty much in your brain, obviously you're going to have that sense of confusion. And then it also messes with your occipital lobe. So that's your vision and your temporal lobe, which processes time and sound. So exactly why all of these things are just like all messed up pretty much.
Yeah. And then AIWS and modern technology. So VR, virtual reality, can trigger these kind of symptoms. So virtual reality games sometimes create similar distortions where your brain struggles to kind of sync what you see with what you feel. And then AIWS might give us insights on how VR technology could be improved or how to make it more surreal. So prolonged screen time is a really common trigger for migraines. And then also migraine sufferers prone to AIWS, it might set off an episode. So obviously, if you're going to be scrolling like me and Jules at nighttime, and we're just like binging and just scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah.
Then binge watch responsibly. If you know that you're a person that, sorry, if I knew that that was a thing, I would just stay away from everything. I wouldn't have a phone.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like there is no TikTok at that point, you know?
So there's obviously an emotional side to AIWS. It's obviously like a surreal experience. Many patients report that AIWS episodes are oddly fascinating. Unlike hallucinations in psychosis, AIWS sufferers usually know their perceptions are false, which helps reduce fear. So that's nice. You kind of know that it's going to end.
Right.
Imagine knowing your giant cat, okay, isn't real, but you're like still like, oh, cool, it's a giant cat.
Yeah.
I'd still be scared.
I'm terrified.
I'd still be scared because I'd be like, when is it going to end? Why hasn't it ended yet?
Exactly.
You can also have creative inspiration. Like I feel like how Alice in Wonderland was created.
Yeah.
So some people see their AIWS episodes as a source of creativity. If Lewis Carroll had it, imagine how many unrecorded inventions or art pieces came from an AIWS episode.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the mystery of time distortion, which freaks us both out.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like the worst part of it. I mean, there's a lot of it that's bad, but this is like the worst one. So slow and fast time perception. These patients sometimes feel like time is dragging or it's speeding up. This phenomenon is tied to the brain's temporal lobe, which is essentially your internal clock. It's the same part of the brain that messes with time. So when you're bored in a meeting or you're really having a good time, that's what's happening. And this cranks it up all to a whole other level. So there's an interesting theory about it. So some researchers think that the symptom might provide clues about how we perceive time in a neurological level. Mm-hmm. Time flies when we're having fun, but that could be a brain trick.
Yeah.
You know? Just like when you're bored or you're in a meeting, you're stuck in a meeting or whatever, you're like, oh my God, this feels like it's been
forever. When you have like an adrenaline rush, it's like it happens so fast that you don't even remember.
Exactly. Or when you're like in an accident or something like that, and then everything slows down. Yeah, or slows down. Like you remember it at least. Like it's
I know what you mean. It slows down a little bit.
Yeah, it's weird. And then there are cultural and historical interpretations of this, right? So the small man syndrome in folklore does exist, apparently. And before AIWS was medically described, cultures around the world had folklore about people feeling like giants or shrinking, like a real life Gulliver's like travels. Oh my God, that reminds me of my childhood. Remember?
Yeah, I know.
This shows how common sensory distortions might have been before science stepped in to give it an actual name. And what about those religious visions that we know of, like in ancient times and whatnot? So some researchers speculate that AIWS might explain certain historical visions or religious experiences where people reported feeling larger than life or the world appearing distorted.
Yeah.
You know, totally makes sense.
And then AIWS and lucid dreaming. Check out our episode on lucid dreaming.
Yep.
But many patients describe AIWS as being similar to a lucid dream. I guess like the difference here is that it's very short-lived. Like,
yeah.
Lucid dreaming is like when you're in a dream state, but not. So you have control of what you're doing in that dream state.
Well, you know you're dreaming.
You know you're dreaming. So you can control certain things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like really love lucid dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
So this might overlap with research on altered states of consciousness. So could AIWS episodes help us understand lucid dreaming, hallucinations, or even out-of-body experiences?
Maybe.
I feel like it's possible. There is a connection there.
Yeah.
And then AIWS as a superpower. This was something interesting, an interesting take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But some patients with recurring AIWS episodes describe it as an unusual talent rather than a burden. So they become more attuned to like subtle changes in their surroundings, a heightened sense of body awareness, and then even a deeper appreciation for the quote unquote weirdness of the human perception. Hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the Wonderland effect. So it's obviously named after Alice in Wonderland. And this syndrome's name is perfect because Alice's adventures parallel the symptoms so well. Remember like the drink me potion, it was like shrinking down. That was a micropsia. Eat me cake, that was growing too big when she grew like so big. And then the Mad Tea Party, and it was the bizarre unexplainable time distortions. I need to see that movie again.
I love it. Nora loves it too.
Did she see like the original one?
She saw the original one. So, I want to see her more often because I think her ballet school is doing Alice in Wonderland this year. Aww. So I want her to like know what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so future research possibilities. So AIWS remains an area of curiosity for neurologists and neuroscientists. Studying its mechanisms might help us understand brain plasticity. So how the brain adapts to changes, sensory processing disorders like those that are seen in autism and ADHD, and visual hallucinations and other neurological or psychological conditions.
That was AIWS.
Interesting and trippy, as expected.
I really
want
to see Alice in Wonderland now.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I want to put like the original one on.
Yeah.
Although it may have like, some questionable things because all old Disney movies have like
questionable things. Yeah. But yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah. And if you have had AIWS, let us know. We're curious. Mm-hmm. That would be really curious. You could, if you want to remain anonymous, you could even email it to us at funnymedicine305@gmail.com. And for everyone as well, reach us out in any of social medias out there. We're in all the major ones. Also, if you have any particular topic you guys want us to talk about, let us know as well. We're super open to that and we will move things around as we prioritize those. Exactly. And thank you guys for all the love and support. We really love doing this and love you guys. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Like, comment, review us on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, etc.
Check
Check us out on Instagram and TikTok at Funny Medicine Podcast. Our Gmail is funnymedicine305@gmail.com. And remember, we are not diagnosing you.
Definitely not. Just funny stuff.
See you later, guys.